Mesechus Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The previous Mishnah brought a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. If this at a kaira, the crossbeam that goes over the entrance of the Mavoi, besides for being one tefach wide, does it actually have to be able to hold, sustain the weight of an areach or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it just needed to be a tefach wide, but it didn't actually need to be strong enough to sustain the weight of an areach. Mishnah Hay continues explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Haisa shalkash e shalkanim, if the kara, the crossbeam, was made with straw or reeds, which are a very flimsy material, and they would not be able to support an areach brick. We look at it as if it's made out of metal. As long as it's the proper width of one tefach, then it makes no difference what the material is. Even if it's straw, it's the same thing as metal, and it's a kasher kaira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Akuma, if it's bent in a way that the areach would fall off of it, still, Rayin Isak Yilu Hipshuta, we look at it as if it's straight and it's kasher. Agula, if it's round, if it's cylindrical, like a pole, and it won't be able to hold an areach, the areach would tip off of it. Rayin Isak Yilu Himurabas, we look at it as if it's square. As long as it has tefach width, even if it wouldn't actually be able to hold an areach on top of it, it's still kasher. How do you know a cylinder, what the width is of the cylinder? So the Mishnah gives a general rule. Kol sheyesh beha kefei shleisha tvachim, anything that in the circumference around it, it's three tvachim circumference, then yesh bei rechav tefach, you should know the diameter is going to be at least one tefach. It's a little bit more. This is the number pi, 3.14, etc. But if it has three tefachim going around it, then it's at least a tefach in diameter, and then it will be a kasher kaira. Mishnah Vav shifts now to discuss the lechi that we saw in the first two Mishnayos. That besides for a kaira, a crossbeam, there are something called a lechi, a vertical pole that would stand by the entranceway of the mavui. L'chayayim shamru, the lechis that we spoke about, that Chazal spoke about to fix the mavui, gavan asar tvachim, they need to be 10 tvachim tall, which is the minimum height of the actual walls of the mavui that needs to be, in order to have a perimeter walled in for carrying inside, has to be 10 tefachim tall, and the lechi as well has to be 10 tefachim tall. For a chavan va'avyan kolshu, and its width and the thickness, the depth of this lechi could be kolshu, could be anything, even if it's the smallest amount. Rav Yesi Aymer, rechavan shleisha tefachim. Rav Yesi says its width has to be 3 tefachim. It's meant to make some form of partition in the entranceway, and it has to have some significant amount of width. 3 tefachim is significant, but anything less than that, according to Rabbi Yossi, was not significant to differentiate the different rishuyos, the different domains.